This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
For the very first time since Patrick Mahomes has become a starter for the Kansas City Chiefs, they will not win the AFC West. I am going with the Denver Broncos because how fantastic they were on defense a season ago, but how they upgraded this season as well. Adding a linebacker in Dre Greenlaw, adding Hufanga at the safety position, their first round pick was Jahdae Barron from Texas. But then when you look at the offensive side of the ball, I look at a guy in Bo Nix who had the ability to grasp a Sean Payton offense and run it to perfection in his rookie season. Well, the two glaring holes for Denver last season was the tight end position and the running back position. They drafted R.J. Harvey. They also acquired J.K. Dobbins, and they got Evan Engram at the tight end position. I'm looking for the Denver Broncos to win this division.
That is Harry Douglas from ESPN. All right, someone else is willing to say it. Denver. I want to bet Denver. So actually, I was just looking at ESPN.com as we close out on ranking season and we get to training camp this week for the Bills. Wednesday first practice. It's going to be hot all week. 94 degrees in Pittsburgh on Thursday. Could be a record. It'll be close to a record there. The ESPN analytics guys, actually even beyond them, but Mike Clay, Seth Walder, Aaron Schatz, all collaborating to rank all 32 rosters in the NFL. If you're interested, by the way, the Bills are number 4. Goes Baltimore number 1, Philly number 2, Detroit 3, Buffalo 4. Whole roster. And they, of course, take quarterback into a huge account. Like, that's the Bills' biggest strength listed. Kansas City is 5. Denver is 6. Back-to-back. Kansas City and Denver. So, like, the Broncos don't have the elite quarterback that all those teams have, but they've got no big holes. And they've got a great offensive line. They've got a great defense. They could probably use a jump from one of their receivers next to Cortland Sutton to really have a fully formed offense. But Denver is going to be, I think, really threatening to the Chiefs this year. Just saw that ranking. The Bills, by the way, so on this ESPN article, so they have the 4th best offense, and no surprise, biggest strength is quarterback. Biggest weakness, safety. Taylor Rapp, Cole Bishop, DeMar Hamlin, Cam Lewis, and Derek Forrest as the safety room. But even that, like, biggest weakness, fair to say, about their safety room. Because Rapp is fine. He's got good traits, and he's got some bad traits. He leaves a lot to be desired in coverage. I think a lot of the numbers bear that out. He is one of the best, if not the best, tackling safety in the league. Like, there are no missed tackles for him. Missed tackle rate is, like, one of the lowest in football. So he's fine. But Bishop, it's the second time I've seen Bishop written about this morning. Bucky Brooks earlier in the day from NFL.com did his all-breakout team in the NFL, and he had Bishop as the safety. They had two safeties listed, and Bishop was one of them. All-breakout team in the NFL. And here's the ESPN guys talking about the biggest weakness on the roster, and they get right to safety. But they do mention that the one thing that could get that room to take a big step up is they have one player in there that could take a leap, and that is Cole Bishop, who's got the size and he's got the range and he's got the physicality to be able to fill in there. I mean, really, we did this a little bit earlier, that training camp for the Bills does not have many roster battles. And for me, Hairston is one of them. Corner is, okay, Max Hairston versus Trey White, and then Dane Jackson maybe outside looking in, and they'll all compete, Jamarcus Ingram if you want to. That corner position will be up for grabs, and if Maxwell Hairston doesn't win it, what's going to be the takeaway? It will be, all right, disappointing that Max Hairston didn't take that job and run with it, but understandable. He's a rookie. First training camp. He's a little bit smaller. Maybe there'll be a little bit of an adjustment for him to playing against more physical wide receivers. And Trey White is a steady pro that knows the system and is reliable. And even though I think he's got a deficiency right now with athleticism because of the injuries and the age, and he could definitely get beat one-on-one, he's in a defense that's usually pretty protective of those corners. So wouldn't be the end of the world. And you might even expect that, okay, fine, Harrison's going to come in and play somewhere in the middle of the year, and hopefully he just takes off from there. That happens all the time. Safety, though, that roster battle is, if Bishop doesn't win it, if they walk into camp and Cole Bishop doesn't win the job outright, given that his competition isn't that great. Hamlin is trustworthy, but is going to get exposed like he did in the AFC Championship game if he ever has to cover a guy one-on-one. Kansas City in that AFC Championship. So, all right, you guys want to play man coverage? We're going to get Damar Hamlin covering our slot receiver, and you're never going to be able to stop that. And in part, that's what happened. All the flack that Elam got for playing in that game and being terrible, and he was, Hamlin got cooked a few times. But otherwise, he's in the right spot, and he's a pretty good tackler too. Good in run support. Just not going to be giving you that high-end play ever, really, from that position. And Derek Forrest, is just a veteran that, you know, maybe there's a little bit more there than what you had before, but that's not a profile that you're expecting big things. Cam Lewis has been a very good depth player. Like, that's your room. Bishop is second-round pick, second year, got a year in the system. He's healthy right now. He's big. He's athletic. If he doesn't win the job, and it's not because of injury, then that'll be really demoralizing. That's going to feel like a missed pick. Hairston cannot win the job, and you won't think that at all. It'll just be, well, we just got to wait to see him, and he needs some adjustment. If Bishop in year two doesn't beat that competition, something's wrong. He either doesn't get it, or he's just there, but he's not making the play. I don't even know. It could be more of a mental thing for him, understanding the position. Because in college, he was a guy that would play down more in the box, and maybe now he's being asked more to move back a little bit. But Bishop not winning that job, to me, would be a lot worse than any other result around the roster. In a roster battle. Because there's not really, again, there's not much of this. There's receiver, there's Curtis Samuel, and there's Elijah Moore at the end of it. So, one thing that I was looking at in the break, the Bills going into training camp, and you're going to hear a lot of, and we'll even do them, like 53-man roster projections, who's going to make the team, be focusing on that for the next couple of weeks, who's on the outside looking in, bubble players, who's a practice squad guy, and that'll be a lot of the preseason. The Bills still have work to do on the salary cap. And this is where I'd want like a Mike Jannetty or somebody to tell me exactly how much work they actually have to do. Because if you go to SpotTrack right now and you look at the Bills' salary cap situation, you look at the whole league. Look at the whole league in the salary cap situation. The Bills have the least amount of cap space in the NFL. Right now, if you look at top 51 players, the Bills actually, by SpotTrack's numbers, and these aren't exact because the league is usually a little bit different, but SpotTrack has the Bills at $810,000 over the salary cap with top 51. And nobody else, that there's nobody else that's true of. It's just the Bills. What's the move that's going to free up a few million? Because you've heard Bean talk this way. It's not just about being, you know, one penny below the salary cap. You need a little bit of operating space in case you got to add guys in the middle of the year, and that's just for depth. But, I mean, if you want to make a trade deadline acquisition, you need even more. And right now, they've got nothing at all, least in the league. So what's the move to come? Because earlier we mentioned Curtis Samuel and how, well, if you trade Curtis Samuel, you save $7 million of the nine. It's a giant chunk. And if you wanted to use that and earmark it for, well, if we want to make that gives us our operating room. And if you want to make a move at the deadline because some player, some linebacker, some corner, some lineman got injured, well, now you have the space to be able to add. The problem, though, with that is, for Samuel specifically, is I like the player. And I think they like the player. And it would it be weird, or would it just be disappointing that he finished strong last season and you started seeing glimpses, the Denver game especially, glimpses of the player that they added. And they gave him a 3-year contract. So giving up on that, when he does present a dangerous skill set at a position where you could use that upgrade, I wouldn't want to punt on that. He might be fifth on my depth chart right now for the Bills at receiver, but if he stays healthy, he could climb that, and he could be somebody that's making a difference week to week. So I wouldn't want to do that. So what else is it? I could go to AJ Epenesa for this, and I don't know how much of a roster bubble candidate he'll be as we get to camp and we start talking about these things. But just from a cap perspective, I'm looking at him and like, okay, that is with, again, this is where the tough part is, though. You'd have to make it a trade, because just cutting these guys, there'd be no point in that. You're not saving any money. For both Epenesa and Samuel, it's only $400,000 you would save by moving on from them. Trading Samuel is $7 million. Trading Epenesa saves you $6.2 million. So can you find a team out there that is really light at defensive end and's got cap space and they like the player enough that they'll give you a day 3 pick and you get your cap room? Again, though, I would feel less strongly about Epenesa for this than I did Samuel, but defensive end, I don't know if that's the position you want to be subtracting from right now. Bosa is already hurt. Landon Jackson, albeit minor, thank goodness, and should be good this week, already picked up a little bit of an injury. Michael Hoyt is suspended. Like, your numbers are already thinning there a bit. You want to subtract Epenesa from that? Again, I could make a very strong argument you wouldn't want to do that. So I don't know what the move's ultimately going to end up being. Maybe there's an extension to come somewhere. They could sign Connor McGovern. He's going into the final year of his deal. Maybe there's another guy that I'm not thinking about for this right now. I mean, it could also just be James Cook, right? Could they sign James Cook to his extension and free up some room? But as I look at this, I feel like something's got to happen, if I'm understanding this correctly and where their cap space is. They've got to do something. 803-0550 is the phone number. Training camp starts on Wednesday. Jay in Rochester is next up. What's up, Jay?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just going to go back to the Sean McDermott thing here.
Sure. Discussion.
Because I think it's really, you know, the problem with Buffalo and our fans. Everybody's accepting and has this loser mentality that just because Sean McDermott got us out of the drought, and in my opinion, it wasn't Sean McDermott, it was Josh Allen, number 17, who actually did it, that we owe him this extra year of extra 2-3 years. Let's write him out and see if we can win the Super Bowl. I think it's already been proven that Sean McDermott is not a Super Bowl championship winning coach. And the only thing that matters in this day and age is Super Bowl championships. I've lived through 4 Super Bowl losses in a row. After the first one, everybody was, oh, we're going to win another one. After the second one, oh, we're definitely going to win. After the third one, we're definitely going to win. After the fourth one, oh, for sure we're going to win. People have that attitude with Allen now. Nothing's guaranteed. We're actually on the back end of his career. It's time to move on from Sean McDermott. He's proven he's had enough opportunities. We need to get in here, shake some things up. And anything less than a Super Bowl title is a failure. And it's just a joke that he hasn't even gotten to a Super Bowl. And people act like he's a Super Bowl winning coach. Same thing with Brandon Bean.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. I don't think he's treated like a Super Bowl winning coach, personally. Depends who you ask. He's got a lot of critics in town. And I think you see these coach rankings once in a while pop up, and it always feels like he's lower than you would expect. There was one the other day where I think he was 13th or something from, was it Fox maybe, whatever it was. And those lists don't even matter. But, and by the way, I mean, Josh Allen is the reason they are a Super Bowl contender every single year. He was not the quarterback of the drought breaker. Like, the team that broke the drought, that's Tyrod at quarterback. That's McDermott. So there's that. Minor point. I think it is fair to say that there's a deficiency with this coaching staff that has kept them from at least even going to the Super Bowl without winning it. To me, though, it's just the get-out-coached by Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo. And there are a lot of examples of that. But I'll even use Reid for this. It just, because I'm at a point now where, like, I understand that comment about McDermott. For me, though, it's I'm not there yet. I'm needing a couple more years. Because I don't think that the stat about a quarterback and a coach not winning in their first, whatever it is, 6 years, 5 years together. That stat, by the way, is I think it's a coach and a quarterback that have not won the Super Bowl in their first 5 years, never won it together after that. Like, you got to do it in the first 5 or it doesn't happen. I don't really think it's meaningful. It could happen this year. But the thing that I would care more about, Look at Andy Reid would be the guy I might want to hold up for this. Andy Reid in Philadelphia with Donovan McNabb went to NFC Championship after NFC Championship after NFC Championship and lost most of them. He won one, got to the Super Bowl, lost that one. And he was, for a while, the coach that just not a championship-caliber coach. Couldn't win didn't have the finishing touch to win it. For Reid, it was more about, though, clock management and game management decisions. That was more of it. And I don't think he is necessarily great in that area right now. But is it fair to say, along with, again, I recognize him getting Patrick Mahomes, I mean, it helps an enormous amount. It's the difference between his team now and those Eagles teams and those Alex Smith Chief teams. The quarterback difference is obviously huge. But did he learn things from being in Philadelphia? He makes mistake after mistake. Does he get better in those areas? That's one area that I'd want to look for in Sean McDermott and the Bills' defense in the playoffs. Because I'm going to need to see some signs of that soon. But I'm not giving up to the fact that, or not giving up on the idea that they could someday have that answer. Warren Sharp pointed out last week on the station that Kansas City, in this era, in this like 5-6 year period, against the Bills, averages 34 points per game. And against all other opponents in the playoffs, they average 24 points a game. The Bills average 10 more points per game to that team in the postseason than everybody else does. And that's a black mark. That's the reason why they haven't beat them. Does that mean they never will? I'm not resigned to that as a definitive. I'm not convinced that it can never happen, that they unlock some scheme or personnel grouping, a package of players together that is able to give you the performance that you need. But I would admit, like, I wouldn't be giving them forever to figure that out. It's already been a long time. I mean, their first meeting with the Chiefs in the playoffs is 5 years ago. It's half a decade. So you got to see some evidence of it soon. Or the calls like that, I think, will only grow in volume. But for me, like, I'm not in a rush. I think he's a great coach. I think he's going to give you turnovers on defense every year. And that, to me, is pretty impressive. That for such a fluky up and down stat, getting turnovers on defense, the Bills have been top 10 every year with McDermott as coach. And in the last couple of years, it's top 5, I think, every year, except the one that it was like 7, 3 years ago. Whatever. The Bills are going to take the ball away. They're going to play good defense in the regular season. And you just need that next step into the playoffs. So I think he's a very good coach. Is he the best coach in the league? That's why earlier I mentioned that, you know, just hanging out with some buddies this weekend, and it's like, how many guys would you move on from him for? This were, you know, fantasy football. How many would you move on from McDermott for? And there's not many, but there were a couple. But some of them you can't get. Like Andy Reid, specifically. Reid, by the way, like, if that's your deficiency, I just think it's not really that. You know, you are second best in this respect, but it's hard to beat that guy. Like, I personally think he's the best coach ever. Said that last week. Like, you compare him to Belichick, and sure, Belichick's got more rings, but if you look at how much Brady rose Belichick's record from their time together versus how much Mahomes raises Reed's record, he adds the Super Bowls, but the record is not that different. Whereas you go over to the New England side of thing, and it's like a massive gulf. Belichick without Brady versus with Brady. I think Reed is excellent. And I don't think there are many that could out-coach him in a playoff game like that. That's not to say you shouldn't resign yourself to forever being second best on that. Just you give this guy a few more chances at least, and should there come a day where you say, all right, I got to give someone else a crack, like, I believe that that day should exist. There should be a clock, and it shouldn't be you get Allen's whole career, and if you don't win one, that's fine. But today's not that day for me personally. 803-0550 is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The phone number. Training camp starts on Wednesday. On the Sabres embedded piece, I got another thought on that. One thing the Sabres are very obsessed with right now, and it became very evident when watching them go through the draft process, and they had a 30-minute embedded series that came out yesterday, and just a couple of other things I noticed from that I want to get to when we come back. If you got a call on the Bills, feel free to call in at 803-0550. It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
You know, it's a concern at the league level. I think that it's gone on so long where they have been kind of mired in whatever we want to call this as mediocrity, something worse than that. It's not good for the league as a whole, quite honestly, to have a team where the fans have shown over a lot of years that's a real hockey city, and you're eroding some of that passion and that interest level.
Chris Johnson of Sportsnet saying that the Sabres' failure in the last 14 years is a concern on the league level. I just don't really know what that can mean beyond a phone call. Maybe a visit from the commissioner, the deputy commissioner, to ownership. Like, what else? What else? They're not going to give the Sabres a draft pick. You know, they're not going to give them extra cap space if they would use it anyway. What else could it mean? You can't, as a league, decide, oh, I'm going to take you off all the trade, no trade clauses. It's a CBA issue. So what are you supposed to do? It's kind of a check-in. What are you doing? It's what happened in Winnipeg last year. Bettman flew to Winnipeg to figure out what on earth was happening, why the Jets couldn't sell tickets despite being number one in the league. And maybe he got his answer. Like, might graduate to a crisis, but there's like financial reasons in Winnipeg why they didn't sell a lot of tickets. Here, it just seems to be obviously that it's the team. The team stinks. It has for 14 years, and you can only do that for so long and have people continue to show up and show up and show up. I wonder how bad it will really get. Last year, the Sabres averaged just under 16,000 fans. That was not bottom of the league. In fact, they're our teams below them because their capacity is lower. So by percentage, you know, they're right there at the bottom. Like, how bad could it really get? 16,000 last year, could we be looking at 13 at some point or 12? And what's the season ticket base? Like, that's why the league would be worried, is you can't run a business as a professional franchise if your customers have zero belief that you can actually win, and then as it's going on and they're not winning, they're not going to buy. It's a big year, not just for all of that, but for the Dahlin part of it and the Tage part of it, and, you know, making sure that your star players don't run out of gas on you mentally. And one good season can, I think, undo all of that. 2 years ago, That's the thing. Like, Winnipeg, it's a more complicated reason. Here, 2 years ago, they were almost a playoff team. They weren't even a playoff team. Almost a playoff team. And they recovered a lot. Season tickets and individual tickets and I'm sure merchandise and like interest in the team. It all kind of came back in a couple of months. All it takes is one. Still my, but it hasn't, you haven't had that one. And watching the Sabres embedded piece from the draft process with Kevin Adams and Jarmo Kekalainen and Jerry Fortin, and there's Terry Pegula front and center in this whole series. And one thing that I kept hearing from the Sabres, and this is not a surprise, this is their actions would speak to this. They've talked like this in press conferences, but how much they are obsessed right now with being tougher to play against, gritty, meaner to play against. Kekalainen had a line in embedded, something along the lines of, it's easier to tame a tiger than it is to put stripes on a cat, something like that. And that seems to be the mantra of the, it seems to be the plan right now. The plan is we are going to be a pain in the butt to play against. Just don't know how often that translates to wins.
It's a league that I think has moved to that more, but in combination with the ability to win with a high skill game. And there are, I talked about this as the draft was happening, like the advantage of those bigger, stronger players is different than it was, I think, back in whenever you would think about this, the 90s, the 60s, whenever, however far back you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
The advantages of the long, heavy players now is less punishing physicality, and it's more difficulty in making plays around bigger guys. Mm-hmm. That's where a lot of it comes in, and that's why you want guys that can skate really well. And so,
right,
as a prerequisite to being big, heavy, mean, you got to be able to play the game itself and be functional as a hockey team and player if you're looking at individuals. And I think if you're jumping straight to the physicality is the first thing we're looking for, you're missing the important stuff.
Right.
And you're missing the stuff that can help you actually win games in more ways than just that. And I think it feels short-sighted to me to get that locked in on one aspect of the game when you're an organization that has needed the amount of change that this one does and that needs improvements in this many areas. I think all of us talk about most of the moves that they've made isolated in a vacuum are okay. And I like a lot of those guys that they've brought in. But as a whole, it feels like it's all to get meaner. And that I don't need meaner. I need maybe tougher, harder to play against, sure. I don't know that you need to only be meaner. That I don't know how far that gets you.
Right. And they never, like, Florida is going to be held up as the example here, and to their credit, they are all of this. But what did they do first?
Right.
They did first was they built a skilled team that could skate with anybody, could go up and down the ice, and they won the President's Trophy. They made the playoffs a couple of times. They hit their head in the ceiling, and then they decided, all right, for playoff hockey, we should get more mean, more physical. They didn't get less skilled.
No.
Like they had Reinhart, which helps.
Look at their roster. I mean, it's mean, yes, but it's also incredibly skilled. Alexander Barkov, it can do whatever he wants with the puck on his stick.
And how many of those teams that really went deep into the playoffs are really built like that anyway? Like Florida is. Florida has that. Is Edmonton like that?
They were old, but they were not necessarily mean or tough.
They have elements of it, but I wouldn't say that's the identity of that team. Is Carolina like that? I wouldn't say that.
I think their identity is hard, but not. It's a different kind. It's forechecking and retrievals.
Yep. Dallas might be a little closer to it, but like I'm looking at the list of Toronto, we know is not built that way at all. And you can say what you want about Toronto, but you're just trying to be Toronto right now. And you're not trying to be Florida yet. I could try to be Florida once I have established that I have a really good team. I feel like I don't think Florida's the only example of this, but I think a lot of these teams, Vegas maybe was a little bit of this too, eventually, it's a lot easier to add those elements of I got to be stronger, I got to be bigger, I can supplement my great team with these things after I have established how good I am. And my biggest pet peeve with the Sabres is I feel like they've swung the pendulum way too far in the other direction.
Right.
It still is true that the closest they have come in this entire playoff drought was their most skilled, offensive, and sure, softest team. Go ahead. You could say that. Guess what? Right. That was the best team that we've seen in 14 years. And every action, every word that is spoken from this organization sounds like they are trying to run as far away from that team as possible. And it was the best one we've seen in 15 years.
Right. And in reality, we talk about how much they're tinkering. If they had tinkered and tried to maybe do a little of what they've done this offseason, that offseason, and gone, all right, let's try and establish ourselves as this style of team and infuse, like we're talking about with Florida and all these other teams that are really that recognize this need.
Yeah.
Let's get a little of that, enough that we can keep our identity as a high octane, high talent, dangerous team to play against.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get a little bit of that Florida Panthers DNA, that's where I think you could tinker and have been really good. But they didn't do that. They barely did anything that offseason.
They tried to make that as like that was Connor Clifton to them.
Exactly.
Which
you just had, like, you got rid of them good. And everybody's pretty happy about it at this point, right? Like,
yep.
And so you're just left going in circles if you're chasing one thing too heavily.
You're left right now trying to win with a team that's very different than the team that almost made it a couple years ago. And that can work. I mean, I am very pessimistic about that working, but can it? Can they win a bunch of games, 3-2, 2-1, the other team is exhausted at the end of it, standing up for each other, you get good goaltending. Like, a lot of that can happen. But yeah, you're putting a lot on Rasmus Dahlin and Tage Thompson. Like, those two are your drivers
and even
for scoring. And they both, by the way, have been injured. Tage more than Dahlin, but they've both missed games. You're putting a lot on their plates. To one, you can't miss games, either one of them. You got to play the whole season, and you got to be at the top of your game, because if you're not, there's not really a lot behind you that's able to pick up from where you left off. I mean, look at Dahlin last year. Dahlin gets hurt, they go on a 13-game losing streak.
Exactly. And you're hoping to get elevated performances from some young guys.
Yeah, right. I'm hoping Power will be able to be a guy that the next time Dahlin gets hurt for 10 games, he's able to play 27 minutes a night and have it go fine.
Yeah.
Really good even. But
it's you at some point you got to stop hoping and you got to be confident in something being what it is. And you're hoping on a lot of stuff with that team.
Yeah.
Norris, Quinn, Benson, all like Power, the goalies, all of it is hoping it works out. And
by the way,
not.
There are good things in this embedded series, too. Like, it's 30 minutes. Picked out a couple of things that maybe annoyed me a little bit, but like I liked how involved Kekalainen seemed to be in a lot of the. I think he just kind of seems to have a presence, and I like that. If you are one that thinks like Terry Pegula doesn't care about the Sabres at all, like if you watch the 30 minutes, you might go the other way and think he's too involved.
Right.
But I don't think you should go with the, well, he doesn't care at all about it. I think he does. It hasn't meant they're going to win. But there are some good things. Mertka, there's a lot of good behind-the-scenes stuff with him. So, and finally, the Paterno.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A piece that we talked about earlier about how we played the clip. Like, they've been talking about that trade since the deadline. So any idea that, you know, this just came out of the blue and Paterka surprised them, and right, the misinformation part of it and feeling bad for our fans. Like, this thing was on the table in some form since the deadline.
That is a horrible look.
Well before the deadline, even, I think. Right. It was said.
Yeah, that's a really bad look.
803-0550 is the phone number. Back to football, just a little bit of hockey there. Training camp's on Wednesday. There is a write-up from Brandon Thorne, who's a good follow on social media, Bleacher Report. He's very into, like, the offensive and defensive lines. In fact, I think, what's his newsletter called? Trench Warfare. So he's all about the linemen. And he's got a bill ranked as high at his position as I've seen from anybody. And this dude knows. Tell you what he wrote about Spencer Brown when we come back and how highly he has ranked amongst tackles in the NFL. This is a guy that is studying that position and is like, this dude is elite. Tell you what he said about Spencer Brown when we come back.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Training camp starts Wednesday. Very quickly, Brandon Thorne from the, he has his own Trench Warfare newsletter, offensive and defensive lineman, Bleacher Report, Establish the Run. He's one of the voters actually on the new lineman award. He is ranking the top 75 offensive linemen, and he's doing it by position and in tiers. So, top five right tackles in the NFL. We've said this a lot this offseason, and I think it's absolutely true. Bills don't have a lot of star players. Not a lot of guys that are top of their position in the league. And whenever we have that talk, it's, well, Josh Allen is that, Deion Dawkins is that, and the next name that I always want to mention is Spencer Brown. That he is getting that recognition, that he has become a top-tier tackle in the NFL. And Brandon Thorne, who studies the position a lot more than I do, agrees. He's got Spencer Brown as the third best right tackle in the National Football League, only behind Lane Johnson and Penei Sewell. He writes about Brown. Brown is the most athletic tackle in league history on paper and developed confidence and sound technique, unlocking his physical gifts. I think he's in part referencing his like RAS score from the combine. Like when he says that on paper, I think it is absolutely true. He is the most athletic tackle in league history. He ran a faster three-in cone. This is kind of as much about the other guys as it is about Brown. But Spencer Brown ran a faster three cone drill at the combine than DK Metcalf did. And he is 6'9", 300 and whatever he's listed at, 320. I'm not sure. What else he write about him? Based on his trajectory, physical traits, and 2024 film, there's a case to put him in the bottom of tier one. I settled on the top of tier two as we wait to see him duplicate what he did. I think you're going to see Spencer Brown in the next couple of years be voted as an All-Pro. I would bet on that right now. Within 3 years, he will be voted as an All-Pro and be recognized one of the best tackles in the NFL. Honestly, I think you could say he's their third best player. Right? Is that crazy? Allen 1, Dawkins 2, Brown 3. Am I disrespecting somebody by saying that? Benford, maybe. Anyways, training camp on Wednesday. So we got another show from here tomorrow, and then we'll be down at St. John Fisher. Stay tuned. Sal's back from Italy. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is on the way next. You can call in, tune in, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
Enough!
Monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.